and so it's just a case of hoping to finish the job.
What do you feel is the state of California's major accomplishments since you've been in office?
Oh, when I think of some of the problems we started with, the restoring of fiscal integrity and the getting the state out of a deficit and insolvent position is rather important, but actually I think the thing I'm the most proud of is the manner in which we have involved the people of California in government. The not only the people who are serving and taking appointments in government, but the people who, on a basis of task forces, commissions, committees, and so forth, are doing many of the things that 3 years ago everyone thought were solely the province of government.
If reelected now, what are some of the things that you have been working on that you'll be working on harder in the next 4 years?
Well, this, number one, this whole problem of environment that I discussed today, up here, we started that 3 years ago. We're not Johnny-come-latelys on it. One of the first task forces I ever appointed was one to review the entire water project and see if it had an adverse effect on the environment of California. So I'm a little surprised today when suddenly some people start shouting, we must look at the water project, it may destroy California. We found the answer to that 3 years ago. But this is a great problem. It's we're embarking on a 20-year plan for siting power plants, a 20-year plan for the planning of state parks to finally have park and open space within easy driving distance of every citizen of California. There are a number of things of this kind that are underway, and we hope to complete them.
Do you see any possibilities in the near future of combating some of the pollution problems?
Oh, yes. I'm very optimistic about this. I think, in the first place, the fight against smog. We've now enlisted the major forces and powers in the nation that can help with this. If people could see, as I did this afternoon, the work that's being done on the Riverside campus, I think that we're going to see breakthroughs, and I think these breakthroughs are going to speed the day, and that within this decade we're going to see the airs cleaned. But beyond that, we're going to do other things. I think that the whole great problem of trash and rubbish disposal, I think there are going to be technological breakthroughs in which we're going to discover that that can be made an asset and can be recycled and used rather than just having to find a hole to bury it in.
Okay, Governor, thank you very much for your time and best of luck in your reelection.
Thank you very much.
One quick photograph with Doug Collins and... Yes.